mouth.
Word of 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 mouth.
Well, duck with
mouth. This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. 18-year-old Dawn has never met her father. Raised by her mother in a rural New Hampshire town, they're just barely getting by. Dawn works at a bait and tackle shop by day and turns tricks at night to fund an escape from her dead-end life. A cascade of bad events send Dawn on the road looking for her father, the man her mother does not want her to find. Turns out he is not so keen on the idea either.
Ed? Ed Briggs? I'm Dawn. Do you know who I am?
Yeah, nobody ever bothered telling me that was your name.
Can we just, like, get a cup of coffee together sometime?
I'm not interested in getting a cup of coffee sometime.
That's a scene from Only Daughter, starring Emily Seymour as Dawn and our guest, Aaron Wiederspahn, playing Ed Briggs. Aaron wrote, directed, and starred in the film, which is kicking off the New Hampshire Film Festival on Thursday night. It's also playing on Sunday. Both screenings will feature a live Q&A after the film. Aaron, congratulations, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Virginia. Thanks for having me.
Now, you wrote the script about this young woman seeking her identity, I guess, by seeking her father. Did you know that when you were writing it that you were going to be playing Ed Briggs?
I did not at first. You know, that wasn't the intent. I mean, I had started out as an actor in the business, but once I got into, you know, writing and directing and started my own film company, I haven't focused on acting at all. And when it all came down to how are we going to pull this off with a very, very micro budget, just realized that, you know, I knew the story inside and out, and it made the most sense on a very just practical, you know, dollars way.
Well, you do a very convincing job as a brooding guy, I must say. But how micro the budget, by the way?
It was a $20,000 budget. So, yeah, it was super micro, and we raised it through an Indiegogo campaign, mm-hmm. and we just said, whatever we get, we're going to go do this and get this thing done, get it made.
Now, unlike other films that you've made, even here in New Hampshire, you used an all-New Hampshire crew on this?
Yeah, that was the thing, the approach is, it made sense to me to say, well, let's see what we can do, all 100% New Hampshire. So the entire cast, the entire crew, nobody was imported for this thing. It was all 100% from here. And so that was one of the most rewarding things about the project.
Well, and it's very New Hampshire, but it's also very universal in many ways. And,
right.
And we'll get to that. But I'm thinking from the opening scene that we see the desperation and the real strain of poverty. Dawn is having sex for money in the front seat, yeah, of a truck. And she lives with her mom and her mom's boyfriend in a trailer. And they behave kind of more like bickering sisters. I'm thinking of a scene when Dawn gets picked up for shoplifting. Now, her mom, Gail, has been out all night. She's a little tipsy. Let's hear just a little bit of that.
Look at me, okay? Listen, look at me, please. You can't be doing this, Dawn. You just can't. All right, baby? You can't do this, all right? We just can't afford it. You can't be running around all the time doing this.
I know.
Baby, we can't. We just can't afford it. And I worry about you, Dawn. You know, I worry about you because...
I know.
What am I going to do with you, baby?
A scene there from Only Daughter. The filmmaker and star Aaron Wiederspahn is with us. Now, she doesn't say to her daughter, this is wrong, this is bad for you, you know, why do you do it? But she says, we can't afford it.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
What does this tell us about these characters and their lives?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, there's, I tend to be drawn to characters who are extremists and who are living these sort of lives of quiet desperation, just struggling to get by. You know, I mean, none of my work is autobiographical, but I just want to try to be honest. You know, that's the place that I always start from, is to try to be honest with the human condition and try to be honest with people's struggles. And I'm very, very drawn to the notion of cycles and patterns and, you know, sort of like behaviors or whatnot of the fathers being passed down to the sons and daughters and on and on. And we can get trapped inside these cycles, and it becomes very, very difficult to get out of them. And so for me, trying to get at the psychology of why they are doing what they do, why they are stuck, why they feel trapped, and yet not judge them, but try to understand them. That's a starting point for me in a lot of things that I write. And so, you know, in this sort of context where you say, you know, we can't afford this, you know, really underneath all of that is the notion that, you know, life has thrown us enough, you know, that's been difficult to handle, and let's try to somehow rise above it. But yet there isn't this sort of judgment. There isn't this moral imperative that she's, you know, that the mom's sending down to her, like, you got to do this because this is morally wrong or whatnot. But we got to try to find our way out of it. And we can't afford this.
You know? And there is a character in the film, Pam. She's the stripper.
Yeah.
She's a girlfriend of Ed. After a lot of avoiding and urging from Pam, Ed does finally talk to Dawn after being quite resistant. She arrives in a town, you know, this is another thing, like two towns away or something.
Yeah.
They have a pretty stunted conversation, you know, while going fishing. And then maybe sensing an opening, she goes back to him. Now, here's a clip from that conversation from Only Daughter.
I thought I told you to go home.
I was just dropping off some food.
Yeah, I don't need you to bring me any breakfast.
You're not hungry?
No, I'm not hungry. I eat.
Okay, I'll just leave it here then.
No, I don't need you to leave it here. For me, I don't need you to do anything for me. I don't need you to feed me nothing, anything, all right? There's nothing between you and me, Dawn.
I know.
There's absolutely nothing.
I know.
All right?
I'm just bringing food. I'm not...
No.
Can I just leave it here?
Get out of here. Just go. All right? Just go home, girl.
You just talk to me like I'm a...
Just go home, girl.
It gets much more tense after that. Emily Seymour playing Dawn, and my guest Aaron Wiederspahn is playing the father there. Well, you think not a nice guy, but I think you just think a shut down guy, you know, a guy who a lot of people in this film is struggling to articulate, but they just don't have a lot of practice at it, is my guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Ed is very, very much a shut down character, and because the complications of his situation I don't remotely want to reveal. People have to watch the movie to see that. But yeah, you know, he was caught up in a very unfortunate circumstance and situation that has shut him down and locked him into a cage, if you will, for many, many years. And he doesn't know, mm-hmm. you know, how to connect in the way that he should. And it's difficult. But what a family is being just vastly redefined. I mean, it has changed over the past, I mean, gosh, just even 10 years. You know, I mean, what if we're born into a situation where you don't know your father and you're just raised by your mom and a succession of, you know, three or four different boyfriends that mm-hmm. happened at the time? Or what if you're raised by, you know, two mothers? Or what if you're raised, you know, all those sorts of things. We have to get at what really matters, mm-hmm. you know, and who our family is. And we have to come to a concrete understanding so that way we can move forward and evolve. Because otherwise, if we're locked in the whole time where it's like, I need to know my father, well, yeah, he is her biological father. And there is some importance to that, you know, in this story. But also, you know, he wasn't there her whole life. He didn't raise her. So he wasn't her father. But, of course, it's as the story will unfold without giving away, it's more complicated than that as well, why things fall apart sometimes, you know.
Well, how about for you, though, Aaron? Is there a temptation for you as a filmmaker? I mean, I'd like to get something going in New York or L.A. to be in the thick of things? What are the advantages and disadvantages of being a New Hampshire filmmaker?
That's a good question and a tough question. I mean, listen, first and foremost, obviously, you know, the biggest difficulty is it's, you know, it's not the center of the industry. I mean, let's face it, when it comes to movies, I mean, Los Angeles is still Rome, you know, and no matter what, no matter where you make them, eventually all roads lead there. On the crew front, Boston has a, you know, fantastic film industry, you know, that's going on right now. There's so much production going in there. And so what's happened is the crew base, you know, whether it's, you know, grips and electrics or, you know, hair, makeup, you know, you name it, they're fantastic. And so that obviously affects us in New Hampshire. You know, we have access to all of that. And there's a bunch of great people, a lot of exciting things happening in the Portsmouth area, Real Center. And it's just sort of spreading out throughout the entirety of the state. the acting front is still really difficult, and let's just face it, it's going to be all the more challenging because you can't eventually, if you're really going for it entirely and you're going to be a working actor or actress, you have to be in New York or LA. So finding, you know, the actors and the actresses that are these gems hidden in the hills of New Hampshire, that poses a lot of challenges. And that's one of the things that I'm really excited about with Only Daughter, and that I feel I found some of those gems that are out there. You know, I chose to live here as opposed to the center of the industries simply because, you know, it was a quality of life thing.
And you can just keep putting yourself in your films, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. That was a new experience, so for sure.
Aaron Wiederspahn, he wrote, directed, and starred in Only Daughter. The film is one of those competing on New Hampshire Night. That's the opening night of the New Hampshire Film Festival, but it's going to be screening also on Sunday afternoon. You can find more information on the film, a link to showtimes, and a trailer at wordofmouthradio.org.